woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head that didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing sure to dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reformed Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. That's right, we're here for another fantastic Sunday service in the afternoon. Oh, yes. Oh, happy strawberry new moon on Capricorn new moon. That's right. Today's a day of manifesting good stuff, and tomorrow is good on manifesting. It's a good portal. Today and tomorrow is a very good portal. And we're going to open up that portal. You know, I'm so grateful and happy to be here on Sunday service every Sunday that I'm here. Every Sunday we're doing this. Every every chance I get to be on the radio and connect with everyone and just be here and be in love and be in the highest good of love, highest good of magic, highest good. So thank you so much for everyone who's here and connecting to the most magnificent light that we have, the most magnificent light of joy, most magnificent light of pure freedom and wisdom, the power of feeling good and the power of feeling loved and the power of feeling connection and wholesomeness, but pure angelic connection with the angelic realm, with spirit, our loved ones, our spirit team. And, you know, what a privilege it is to be able to have a radio show where we can talk about grief. We can talk about life after death. We can talk about our loved ones in the spirit world. And we can have a place where it's a healing energy. And we can turn our loss, we can turn our sadness into something that is good, that is a solution to understanding that there is life after death. And to understanding this. And I mean, some people may think, oh, you know, it's something. Sometimes some people make up to feel better about life. And, you know, if that's the case, okay. Like, you know, but at the same time, it really isn't. It's real. It's about. And yeah, I know it's to wrap your head around something like, oh, if you just believe something's real and it's going to be real. And it's like, well, how else do you. How else did we get everything in this world? You know, you tell me, how else did the Wright brothers just decide to get in an airplane and start flying? You know, how else did all these inventions come in to fruition? How on the earth, with Nikola Tesla was like, yeah, let's make a radio and I can actually do this. Like, you'd have to literally be in a space of pure and like people thinking you're insane to be able to invent something like this, but it's here. So why is it when people invent things that are so miraculous, like the internet and being able to communicate on, you know, speaking with someone through a smart device that not only you can speak to them, it's a mini computer. It's, you know, it's like, look at everything around you. So I just want everyone to think about that. When you're thinking about how absurd spirit communication is, think about how absurd it is, the fact that all the technology that exists, everything that exists to make your life better, every single thing that exists to make your life better, to make your life more comfortable, to be able to make things easy for you, to have a more pleasurable life, that happened. It's the same thing with spirit communication. Spirit communication is here to make your life easier. Spirit communication is here to make you have a more easygoing experience. So I want everyone to please keep that in mind when we're thinking about how absurd it is to talk to the dead. Anyways, yeah, that had to come out. I had to communicate that. That obviously needed to come out right now, and people needed to hear that message, which is, you know, I'm not sorry about that at all. So, ooh. So anyways, let's get on with our outstanding playlist. We had some Johnny. How perfect was the Johnny Cash Sunday morning coming down? It was good. So, yeah. I love you. Yeah, I'm feeling country today. I'm feeling, you know, we'll go with the flow. You know, we'll go with the flow. We'll flow. As always. I love you so much. Stay tuned. We're here till 2 p.m. And stay tuned for, you know, 1:20. We got the inspirational speaking. So I can't wait to hear what Spirit wants to tell us. I love you.
Hear me calling, baby. Come over here and love me. Hold your loving body close to mine. crazy. You're driving me crazy. Babe, you don't mean to, but you never know what's going on in a woman's mind. I know you've been hurt before. You don't know what you're looking for, and you're lonely. If you'll only let me stay, I will kiss the tears away and love. I'm on my knees now, baby. I know that you're a lady, but I wanna watch the sun come up with you, baby. Hear me calling, baby. Come over here and love me. Hold your loving body close to mine. I know that you're a lady, but I wanna watch the sun come up with you. I know that you're a lady, but sometimes ladies need a little loving too.
Such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bite with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe. So there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath's been just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? And Lucy Brown, oh, the line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in town, I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Sookie Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms.
We will be doing the inspirational speaking very, very soon. I hope you enjoyed that Bobby Darin. Mac the Knife, the version of Mac the Knife. I like to bring... I like to put in some easy listening. By the way, the movie Beyond the Sea is really good. I highly suggest that. Now that, you know, that came up, I have a lot of Bobby Darin, in the playlist. He's so good. But yeah, actually, I like to kind of transition to some hip hop, actually. So here on Sunday Service, you know, it's American roots, and hip hop is American roots. But what the type of hip hop I do play is whatever I feel is congruent to the energy of Sunday Service. And, you know, a lot of it is like will be positive and spiritual. I do play a lot of Kanye West. He's, you know, on Sunday Service. He's, you know, he had his own Sunday Service. He's a genius. Like, I'm just so... Shout out to Kanye for everything he's doing. His congratulations to your show in Tampa. I love you. I've always rooted for you. Even when you were going nuts, I was still backing you. I was still on your side, Kanye. Yay, yay, yay. And now he's up. It's his glory time. He's just pure freedom. He is the, I feel like he's just pure freedom in his heart. In his hands. He is a master of his universe. So congratulations to you, Kanye. Anyways, let's transition. This is actually really amazing. This is actually Ghostface Killah with Slick Rick, Raekwon, and RZA. 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 And it's called The Sun. And I love this song so much. So I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning. Time to get up. Look at the sun, so pretty today. It's so bright, it's so smashing. Lasting helps out the grass and smile when it's morning time. Last night I wrote 3 rhymes. I woke up to see the sun shining. God is my witness in scriptures and pictures. The sun kissed scrumptious sun is nutritious. It makes me wanna climb, take a bite out of shine. This little light of mine. Yo, the sun could never be pussy. He always come out, hiss it right there. Even if you pull your gun out, he can never run out. When the lights go out, it's Japan's turn out. The earth had spun around, I see yellow and green. It's a beautiful thing, the sky's blue, cause the sun hit the water like bing, a reflection. And that's all it is. You can't stare at him long, cause your face will do like this. Look who's shining again.
Oh my, my, my.
We been rhyming again.
Oh my, my, my.
Ice be blinding the men. He come through time and time again.
Check out my nephew. He jumped up in the window just to see you. Look what he drew. A Carl House always wants to be with you. He's just as jolly. He always begging me to let him see you. I'm like, probably if you clean up and read a little, you make people eyes glow. You got the Weather Channel bugging and you stubborn when it snow. You my mentor. Mothers name their kids after you. New slang, nothing personal. We knowing what you've been through.
Son.
You roll like one in a million, yo.
Son.
You always find like one in a building, yo. We those babies from day one. All I had was you on my birthday, baby. Think you owe me one. The way the world look when you around. Prisoners get out, look up, grin at you, and then kiss the ground. You my favorite. I wish we had 3 more of you. I adore.
Plus, I even go to the store
look
for you.
Look who's shining again.
Oh, my, my, my.
We been rhyming again.
Oh, my, my, my.
Ice be blinding the men.
Oh, my, my,
you come
my.
Through time and time
oh,
again.
Oh, my, my, my.
Our diverse son
can be enriching and cruel.
Reaching a full 98.
And got the kids in the pool.
Isn't it cool how it spreads joy? Huns lay in it. And it's hard to go back to work when your lunch break's finished. Strap hang before.
So it's a fact I support.
Feeling the warm sun rays.
Upon your back as you walk.
The heat driven. A theory I clung to deep within. His souls have to go through the sun to reach heaven. And sent him retreat.
Our souls bad and deceived.
Madam believes since dinosaurs.
And Adam and Eve.
That sun's hovered. To the extermination of us. It's a peephole which leads to the firmament above us.
Who could take a raindrop and turn it to glee? And draw it up 6 miles over tropical wilds and bring it to the sea.
To bring it to the sea.
Look who's shining again.
Oh, my, my, my.
We been rhyming again.
Oh, my, my, my.
Ice be blinding the men.
Oh, my, my, my.
We come through time and time again.
There's a feeling it. Grow the high that you get from the other high. Here's your feel a real hell in the sky. I'm feeling it. I feel it loud. You're feeling it. I feel the ground pushing up. And there's a feeling it. I feel the legs pushing up. And there's a feeling it. Throw the high that you get from the other high. Here's your feel a real hell in the sky. Oh, hey. Yeah. I'm feeling it. I feel the ground pushing. There's a feeling it. I feel the legs pushing up. And there's a feeling it. Throw the high that you give from the other high. Here's a feeling real hell in the sky. Why'd you keep going, Mariah? Anyway. Sunday service. Oh, shout out to Jess, Jesse, Jessica. Thank you for your lovely message. It really helped today. And I thank all of you for when you message me, you know, when it's time to either before I go on my show, during my show, or after my show, and just giving me that inspiration and helping me, you know, sometimes when I'm going through things, because, you know, Lord knows I come on here and my intention is to be strong for you, and I ask Spirit to use me as an instrument. So I need to make sure, you know, my temple and my energy field is correct always. And it doesn't mean when we're healers, it doesn't mean don't be human, don't feel human emotion. It means understand the tools of solution. It means we need to understand solution. We need to be solution oriented in terms of our problem solving, so we can help those who need further assistance. And, you know, this is not just for me. When I'm speaking this, I'm talking to all the healers, and you know what I'm talking about. And a lot of healers listen to this show. A lot of people who have the gift listen to the show. So, you know, a lot of times it's kind of like tracks alike. The like-minded are listening to the like-minded. So whether you are attuned to all of this, whether you understand it, whether you're a teacher, whether you're advanced in your learning, whether you're not advanced in your learning, whether you're just new to this, whether you're just, you know, a novice at really connecting with spirit communication, it doesn't matter. We all get something from it. We get something every time. What we have to understand is that if we're not getting something, it's not because we're on a higher level or a lower level of just not mastering spirituality. It just has to be when you're ready, because Spirit cannot give you information if you don't know what to do with it, you know, and it has to be when you're ready to take that information and apply it. And that's all that has to do with. So anyways, let's get on with our spirit communication and inspirational speaking today, right now in this moment, because that's where we're at. Woo-wee, Infinite Spirit, thank you for using me. This beautiful new moon that we're manifesting, new moon, new light, new love, everything that is manifesting in this magic, everything that's manifesting in this place, in this time, in this space called now. Every time that we are here, and love is here. Love is in connection. Love is beautiful. Love is grand. Love is connecting with all that works, all that's magic, all that's beauty, all that's joy right here and right now in this moment. And let the insight come to you right now. Spirit wants you to invite you to be able to be open today. I want you to be open. I want you to be open today. I want you to be love today. Because in this energy of being open and having your heart open, your heart chakra open in love, you receive the guidance that you need. You receive the beautiful blessings and the beautiful guidance that you need to help you along your way. Because when you're closed and you are closed off to the information, we can't get anything. My love, my love, my love. You cannot get anything. You cannot receive healing. You see, Spirit cannot force anything on you. You have free will. You beautiful soul, you have free will. So when you have free will, you can choose to reject the gift that Spirit has, or you can choose to take it, because that's your free will. But on Spirit's side, they love you so unconditionally that they will be at the other side waiting for you when you say yes. Feeling Spirit. I said I wasn't going to cry today. And I'm crying, and this has been regular on the show, and it's not negative, it's not bad, it's not sad, it's feeling the love, it's really feeling the love of Spirit, and the angels right here. The unconditional love is so real. When we tap into this place of source, and we're feeling without having to visually actually see, and someone saying, oh, well, you can't physically see that person. I can physically see the person, but why can't you physically see that person? It must not be real. When you get over that hump, when you get over that portal, when you get over that block, that's when the universe will finally give you everything you need, will fill your life with so much riches, so much gold, so much luxury. That's when that all of that will happen, as the luxury will come in, the luxury of spirit will happen. The wealth, the real wealth, is going to happen. That, and when you connect to that place of real wealth, you're connecting to that place of real wealth, you become a magnet for material wealth. You become a magnet for being spoiled. You become a magnet for blessings, endless blessings, constant, endless blessings. You become a magnet. Oh, goodness, I love you. I love you to the moon. Stars. I love you through Jupiter. I love you through the galaxy and the Milky Way and an infinity and through a million lifetimes. I love you more than a million stars and a million lifetimes and a million galaxies and all that could be completely here open, our hearts open, our hearts loved, our heart is connected, and we are safe here. We're safe. We're safe. We're safe. Infinite Spirit says we are safe. I love you from the moon and the back. I love you from the moon and the stars. And when we are engaged with life and we're engaged in the cosmic magic and engaged in the cosmic universe of joy, beauty, profound well-being, profound wellness and stability and being grounded here, and we can take this information and use it and we can finally utilize this, because when we're here in the space where it's safe, where it's okay to be positive, it's okay to be loving. Can you believe that? Do you know how many people live in environments and in places where they are not able to express themselves because of the environment they live in? Because, you know, that's just not something they do. That they don't live in a place where they can express their emotions. They don't live in a place where they can exchange real love, real feeling, real communication of admiration, real truth of what they feel about others. They've never had anyone really, really come in and tell them and pour so much love into them. So much words of encouragement and wisdom. So much words of love, strength, in beauty into them. And light and love and magic. And talk about magic and talk about being fanciful and making everything a dream and making everything just beautiful. And being able to be so tapped into that divine feminine. Because that's what it is. And you know, it's crazy how the divine feminine has become something over lifetimes and centuries of something that has been feared because of its power. But we're living in a place right now where the divine feminine is ascending, and we no longer can move in any direction without it, without its touch, without its core, without its tenderness, without its love and its care and its presence. So when we're here in this moment, understanding what it means to have a heartfelt connection, remember the communication you have with people. Is this communication surface level? Is there more to what I want to feel? Or, you know, is what I'm experiencing exactly what I'm hearing about, exactly what I know? I know what it's like to look directly into someone's soul and talk about their soul, talk about how you knew them in a past life, talk about how intuitively you can tap into them and how you are feeling and each other, and just sharing that space in the now and everything flows and everything's synchronicity. Isn't it so beautiful? I ask Infinite Spirit, let that portal open. Let the portals open for people who need it right now in this moment. Let those portals of love, insight, inspiration, and really, really, really understanding who we are, who each other is, with being able to attract company that loves us. Thank you so much for tuning into this inspirational speaking. I felt it with all my heart. This was good. Spirit is here and it's good. Spirit is so here. Spirit is here. I love you so freaking much, Spirit. I love you so much. I love you. Oh, thank you, Divine. Thank you. Thank you. Sometimes I just need to ground and release and heal. Sometimes you just need to heal. You just need to heal. So we are almost outskis, but not yet at all. Not yet at all outskis. We still have some more fun. We still have some more music. We still have some more joy and magic to connect to. And oh yeah, I did make a shout out to any dead entertainers, dead musicians who want to come through. Share your music, share your message. I haven't seen y'all in my dreams lately. Come on, hook it up. Hook it up. I'm telling you guys to hook it up. I'm telling them to hook it up. Walk on back. Ooh. I've been in this town so long. I love this song, so I think I'm going to actually play it. I think by the Blue Jays, it's called Lover's Island. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. Anyway, we need some doo-wop. We got some hip hop. We got some country. Now it's time for some doo-wop. Love. I could sit here and just say I love you all day. And that could be the radio show. What if I had a radio show, guys, one day where it was just like saying I love you for an hour straight? I wonder what would happen. Like, of course, I'd have to play music, but you know, I just played music about love, and then I would just say, I love you, like, and that would be the transcendental meditation all day. I think that would be trippy, and I think we should do that. Yeah. I think that would be actually a lot of fun. Anyways, here's the Blue Jays with Lover's Island, because I love this song so much, and I'm gonna play it over and over. Island, we.
Love is island. never
run
away.
On a magic island.
My mother called me to her side. She said, "Son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride." And then she said, "Just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me you better shop around.
Before you, there was no one, and I was all alone.
Ooh-wee-ooh. Ooh-wee-ooh.
Alone,
ooh-wee-ooh.
Alone.
with a sky of romance above, alone, alone on a night that was meant for love. There must be someone waiting who feels the way I do. Alone on this night that we two could share, alone, alone with your kiss that could make me care. And when you come, I promise to be your very own. Alone, alone with a heart meant for you.
Receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. A Red Solo cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac can kiss my ass. Woo!
Red Solo cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now, I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. 'Cause when beer runs down in front of my back, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now I've seen you in blue and I've seen you in yellow, but only you, Red, will do for this fella. 'Cause you are the Abbott into my Costello, and you are the fruit to my loom.
Here we go now.
Red Solo cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing, you're more than fantastic. And believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, Red Solo cup, you're not just a cup.
No, 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 no. God, no.
You're my friend.
Friend.
Yeah.
Lifelong.
Thank you for being my friend.
Red Solo cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
let's have a party. Proceed to party.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Well, we are pretty much out skis, and Spirit gave me the best outro song to possibly play, so, and I'm really excited about that. But I love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday Service. I feel like it was a great show. I had a rough morning, you know, dealing with just memories of my dad, you know, and, you know, we all know how that goes. It comes and it goes, and sometimes, you know, it's just something you have to experience. And, you know, it comes in waves. And today was definitely a hard morning, but come here on Sunday Service, talk about angels, talk about Spirit. We get the support, we get the love, and that's what the show is about. It's support for, it's grief support is basically what the show is. I mean, it's many things, but above everything, I really feel like this particular show, Paranormal Playground Sounds, and what I do is grief support and understanding that there is life after death, and that we do move on, we do go on, and we do live life, and our loved ones do want us to have a happy life. They want us to be happy. They don't want us to be sad because they're gone and missing us and dwelling. They want us to live our lives. That's how we help them. That's how we help them to move on. And the more we help them move on, the more they can help us to move and to thrive in this world, in this life. So, yeah, thank you. I love you so much. So I'm going to leave you with this awesomeness of Devil Went Down to Georgia by Charlie Daniel. I love you to the moon and back. This is Sunday Service, American Roots Music, right here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Free From Radio. I am your favorite psychic medium, Mariah Merlinite, the boss medium. Love you.
Devil went down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're gonna regret, 'cause I'm the best as ever been."
Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard. Cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Opened up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Devil finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done.
Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No child, no.
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been. He played,
found a mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, a picking out dough. Granny, will you don't fight, no child, no.